Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, it's the slice of life. It is brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. And I know that John Fricke continues to try to get people to drop to a knee and propose. And, of course, to do that, you need to get an engagement ring from Shane Company.
You do.
So, John, I am with you. Now, me, I'm already married. John's already married. Emma's already married. And the preacher man is happily married. So, we're out. So we love you, Shane Company. Good luck. But, like, we're out right now with the engagement ring.
I was going to say, yeah, but you know what? Christmas is coming around the corner. Stop on in there. Go ahead and buy a little jewelry.
I don't know about you, but I'm a one-wife guy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a one-spouse guy. I'm not into a multiplicity,
yeah,
you know, or a harem or anything like that. No, just charity.
One is all I can handle. That is it.
Rick, how long have you been married?
A little over 3 years.
3 years. John?
Almost 8 months.
Eight months. And I'm going on, this will... 7 years.
No, dude, the math is difficult. Trust me. If I didn't put a note on my phone, I'd have no clue.
Carry the two.
Yeah, 7 years in April. All right, so almost 11 years between us.
Preacher man, what?
Preacher man, how long have you been married?
20.
There it is.
20. So what do you get for the 20-year anniversary?
I have no idea. I just already had it. I went on vacation. That was there you go. Kids. That was a vacation.
A separate vacation.
A bag of smart food, right?
Something like that.
some grass.
And some pirate booty.
Not that kind of grass. You know, my 1 year is coming up in... 4 months. I already know them because it's paper.
That's right, paper.
And she was like, what do you mean paper? I'm like, read what you're supposed to get. You ain't getting diamonds this year. You get paper. So we'll do some stuff with that.
What does that mean, though? Like, what kind of, does it mean cash?
Paper. Like, back in the day, I got a subscription to ESPN the magazine. That's when it just first came out.
Right.
That was paper.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if Yorani is just going to be cool with a subscription to Vogue. No, I don't know if that's going to...
I actually have something sweet in mind.
Really?
And I can't tell you on the air, but I've already kind of figured out what I'm going to do.
You made macaroni art on a piece of paper. Hey, you know what the 5-year anniversary is?
What's that?
Wood.
Nice! we're all children here.
What kind of wood?
Understated. Balsa. I meant some woodworking stuff. No, yeah. Get your last name made out of some shiplap or something.
Right.
Come on.
Some what?
Really not what he meant.
Shiplap.
You just need a buzzsaw. That's all you need.
All right, so today's Slice of Life question. You guys can sound off. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. What can you no longer do? And you probably ask, where does this come from?
Where does this come from,
well,
John?
You know, I've done recruiting for my flag football team because even after winning 2 championships, we were lacking a little bit of team speed. We were kind of the gritty, you know, just know how to play team, but we needed a couple of pieces to put us over the top. So I recruited some speed. But of course, last night in a 6-on-6 league, only 7 people showed up, and one of our new speed guys pulled his groin muscle on the very first play of the game. So who ends up playing defense? That would be me and our quarterback, Toby. Well, Toby's bigger than I am. He is a pocket passer. He is not meant to be out there covering in space. You know where I had to play last night? And what I no longer can do, I had to play corner, and I had to play man-to-man, and I'm really good in about a 7 to 10-yard box. You backpedal, and I keep everything in front of me. I can read the QB's eyes. They realized pretty quickly that Toby and I can't cover man-to-man, and they went at us, and they started running double posts and, you know, inside guy with a corner route, the outside guy with a dig route, and, they kind of exploited that. I can no longer play man-to-man defense. As a cornerback in football, put me at linebacker where I'm in space. I'm like Luke Kuechly. I'm reading the eyes and I'm breaking on the ball. I'm good with that. Man to man on the outside, I am horrible.
How would Mike Mayock describe your hip swivel?
He's a little bit too stiff. This guy is stiff and he doesn't get his movement where it's supposed to be. His top end speed is lacking as well. Again, I'm good in 7 to 10 yard burst. Anything over that, I had to cover a guy on a go route. What the heck am I supposed to do with a kid that's probably 15 years younger than me who just runs a go route?
Yeah, if you were in basketball, you'd yell, help.
You know, no, I'd foul the hell out of him if I was in basketball. And if we would have been in full contact, I would have just hit him and taken the 10-yard penalty. It would have been the easier way. Just take 10 yards and knock him into the wall. But we're not. I'm not that kind of player anymore.
All right, so I challenge myself here. What can I no longer do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a small list. party till 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that anymore.
No.
For a variety of reasons. I can't sleep in. Like, I almost can't sleep. Like, I want to on Saturdays and Sunday. And so I'm up at 8:30. I'm up at 9:15. And, like, I'm like, damn. You know, I want to sleep till like 10:15, 11:07, something like that.
The good days to sleep until noon are out the window.
So I can't sleep. That's a sure sign of getting old. I can't sleep in anymore because my body's like, yo, dude, you've had 5 or 6 hours. You're an old man. Get up. Get to bed. Get, you know. Anyway, I can't text and drive anymore. I just don't do it. So, like, people die. Like, most of the wrecks around town that drive us crazy with the delays is because people are stupidly on their damn phone doing something. So I don't text and drive anymore. And, John, two more. I can no longer ski or snowboard. I'm retired. I tore my ACL the last time I snowboarded. I snowboarded because I had to get off my skis because I was almost killing myself. So I'm retired from that. And lastly, what I can no longer do, I can no longer eat Bojangles, except for this morning.
Now, that's not because you can't do it. You've been kind of told not to do that.
Well, I mean, it's just I got the high cholesterol thing, but Charity has been very...
Wait. We've had a doctor's report. It's not that bad.
No, I know, and I've told Charity that, and she has eased up on it for sure, because I talked about ordering a pizza the other day, and she did not put up a big fuss. I was like, all right, I was able to slip that one past the goaltender.
But you were good about taking the bun off.
Yeah, and I still do.
You still get away with that?
This morning I did have Chick-fil-A. Yesterday morning I had Bojangles because here's the thing. She's been sick, first of all, so I got to give her an out. She has a pass. But she's been delinquent with making the egg bake.
Ah.
With the egg whites and, you know, the chicken sausage and all the stuff that keeps my cholesterol low. So I got to do what I got to do.
Mark Owens, what can you no longer do?
Okay, there's a difference between what can't I do and what won't I do anymore. What I can't do, I can't run 2 miles without stopping. Hell, I can barely run 1 mile without stopping. I can't. I know. Well, yeah, I know. Look at me.
Why would you even try to run 2 miles? You have a car, and it works fine.
About 12 or 15 years ago, I ran a marathon, all 26 miles.
Yeah. Are you serious?
About 40 pounds and 15 years ago.
I'm impressed.
I can't talk to girls. Not that I need to, but we were in Vegas over the weekend, and we're sitting at a bar and just chatting up the two, you know, they were our age. No intentions. There weren't like, let's try to hook up. It wasn't anything like that. But I realized I have nothing in common to talk to girls that are 7, 8, 9 years younger than me.
Or single. Yeah.
And I felt weird doing it. And I was like, we're just having a just very pleasant conversation about Vegas. And I just felt odd about it, like I was doing something wrong.
You know what Mark Owens turned into? He turned into Mila Kunis' character from Bad Moms. Here's how you'll get this out. You put a little spritz on the shirt. Look at my daughter. She's so cute, isn't she? We went to see Santa.
We're at a bar in Vegas. 1 in the morning. Look at her. She's adorable. This is my doodle bug. So I can't talk to girls anymore. What I won't do... I won't do 24 hours. I could, but I won't because it's not.
So you're like John Favreau in Swingers. You remember that scene where he could have it, but he didn't want it?
I could, but I won't because it's not that night it kills me. It completely wrecks my body for the next 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get on the roof to put Christmas lights up anymore. The first 5 years I had my house, I outlined the house, straight gingerbread Clark Griswold house. I went 5 years without falling off the roof. Called it a career. Said, 5 years, didn't fall, that's good.
You're playing with house money, then.
You know what, Mark? That one strand that didn't work at our house, she went and bought, like, brand-new lights. When are you going to put those up? I said, when you go knock on the neighbor's door and let us borrow their ladder again.
Yep.
You have to go get the ladder this time, not me.
Because the first time you're on the roof and you wobble a little bit and the fear of God gets in you. Finally, I won't go to haunted houses anymore. I don't need some $8 an hour kid dressed up as a zombie popping around the corner. Boo, man! Man, I scared the hell out of him. Yeah. I don't need that. My heart can't handle it. I've had too much honey mustard in my life, okay? I need to know my limitations. So I can, but I won't go to haunted houses.
What does honey mustard have to do with your heart?
Oh, all these arteries that are all clogged up.
What are you talking about? Is it high cholesterol?
It's just because I love it. Because I put honey mustard on my toothbrush if I could.
Preacher man, I love honey mustard. It beats the crap out of blue cheese dressing.
Oh, no doubt.
What is wrong with you people?
The best is the Chick-fil-A sauce because it's honey mustard and
barbecue
mixed together.
Yeah. That in my cereal.
Yeah. That's the best sauce. Oh, yeah. As long as you're not putting ketchup on your Chick-fil-A, you're good.
Yeah.
Your sandwich, you'll be doing that.
Totally agree.
What can't you do anymore, Paul?
Oh, there's plenty of things I could never do, so that's a long list. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff.
Could we get one example?
It's radio.
Could we get
people
one
know.
Example? Just one.
I think we're out of time, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Got time for one.
Got one.
He can, but he won't come up with any examples.
There you go. No, I don't know.
He can't play fantasy football because he, in fact, does not.
I don't play.
So there's one.
It's not that I can't. I just don't.
He just doesn't.
You know what I can't do anymore either? I can't do like the all-day bender on video games. I used to be able to sit down and play video games. Next thing you know, like a day is gone. I get one, maybe two games in, and I go, all right, this is boring. Although I still do want a PlayStation 4 for Christmas, Urania, if you're listening.
I can't get out of bed in the morning without making the old man.
Why do you think the only time I get up from this chair is when it's like an emergency bathroom run. I hurt when I try to move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.